Officer Joseph Melly was among several Buffalo cops who responded to a complaint of shoplifting at Wegmans on Amherst Street in the late evening of December 11th. The suspect, Marcus Neal, was spotted a short while later in the vicinity of Gladstone and Deer Streets. A foot chase began, one that Erie County District Attorney John Flynn says was witnessed by a civilian.
The civilian made a specific note to tell us that none of the officers had guns drawn, that all they had were flashlights on going through the backyards here in that vicinity.
The pursuit found its way to a garage rooftop where, according to the DA, Neal pulled a knife from a backpack and lunged at Melly. After repeated commands to put the knife down, Melly fired three shots into Neal's abdominal area. Neal died several hours later. Attorney Donald Thompson represents Neal's family and says there are no plans at this time to file civil action, but they want access to the information Flynn revealed Thursday morning.
You know, we don't have the specifics that were alluded to by the district attorney at this point. We have some information that a witness heard someone yelling, "Joe, no, Joe, don't," just before the shooting. Obviously, the officer's name is Joe. You know, we don't know what that relates to specifically or who was making those statements.
The DA points out that police first tried using mace to subdue the suspect with no success, and a toxicology test finds there were controlled substances in Neal's system, though the DA would not disclose what they were. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.